school's out for summer in some cities. School's out forever in parts of Chicago. Education Chief Arnie Duncan's prescription for failing schools, shut them down and start again. That's what he did in Chicago, and that's what he wants to do across the nation. And he has $3 billion in stimulus funds to help do it. How has it worked in Chicago? We're going to get two perspectives. John Friend, the turnaround officer for the Chicago Public Schools, who worked side by side with Arnie Duncan, and Marilyn Stewart, president of the Chicago's Teachers Union. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Don, let's start with you. Tell us what happened in Chicago, and you were working with the now U.S. Education Secretary when he was the Chicago Education's Chief. Tell us about the thinking process and what you did.
Well, there was a recognition that as the federal NCLB legislation puts
That's
more
no
and more
child
pressure,
left behind.
Correct. As it puts more and more pressure on schools and districts to make sure that they're is sustained performance over time, that we as a district needed to have a strategy for figuring out what to do with our most chronically underperforming schools or those that have not shown gains or have actually dipped over a 5 to 10 year period.
Seems so drastic just to close it down. I mean, I know you're starting again, but isn't there a lot of trauma involved in just shutting a school?
Well, there's no question that relationships are disrupted, and even though things might not be all that good in the classroom, students know their teachers, and so it certainly does disrupt those relationships. But if you hire new people with the skills and keep the existing people who have the skills to form those relationships, those can be repaired and built back up with deliberate efforts. But what you can't make up lost time on is learning how to read and learning to do math. And another way that I look at it is that while we as adults have time for slow and sustained change, these are cohorts of kids who miss out on a educational experience. And we know that if kids fall behind, they very rarely catch back up and
how many schools did you close in Chicago and restart this way? And what is the track record in those schools?
Well, a couple of years ago, we did what we call principal-only turnarounds, where essentially you find a good principal and allow them to carry the ball. So for a couple of years, and we have a handful of principal-only schools, then it's been just in the last year where we have run schools out of the Office of School Turnaround, and we have four of those schools now, two elementaries, one current high school, and we'll be turning around another high school in the upcoming year.
When you say turning around, you mean closing it and restarting it.
Right, exactly.
And Marilyn Stewart, president of the Chicago's Teachers Union, what has been your experience of this sort of resetting of certain failing public schools?
Well, I want to get this, we'll clear up this. Teachers unions, I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I've worked in special education in Chicago public schools. And teachers unions, and now that I'm the president of the Chicago Teachers Union, teachers unions are pro-educational reform, but we want educational reform that works. Now, Mr. Friend talked about the turnaround models in Chicago, and I was with Arnie Duncan, and we had the two turnaround models, as he said, one with the principal, principal-only changes. You have to look at that. When you can't dismiss the relationship disruptions, and I think, you know, it's unfortunate that he seems to minimize the relationship between a teacher and the students. It's very critical. A lot of our students, the most vulnerable students, education and the teachers are probably the most stable of things in their environment. I want to get to his model. He said where the
okay, but we don't have very much time, so please, I would like to know how have the teachers experienced this in schools where it's happened?
Okay, where they experienced it. When the turnaround models where the faculty stays and the principal was dismissed, that was a turnaround model that worked because it was the least disruptive for the students. The models where you dismiss the whole faculty was the most disruptive because you continually had a more turnaround of the teachers, and that's critical in education.
Don, you've turned around a couple of schools and run them from your office, but I'm curious about results. What evidence do you have that it's worked? Can you point us towards anything objective that your strategy is working?
Sure. I'll use Harper High School, which is one of our most chronically underperforming high schools in the city, which we turned around this year. And last year, Harper had 1,300 serious acts of misconduct. These are fights and things above fights. This year, we're at about 90.
What about that, Marilyn Stewart? I mean, Don Friend seems to be arguing that it has worked in some schools.
Well, they seem to think that they're putting schools on assembly lines and painting them the children a different color of blue. That's not the case. You know, the stability works, and saying you turned around something in a year is these are not the same students necessarily. So I think you have to look at cases, as we said, where you have a couple of years or three more years where you've turned around schools, where the model where the faculty was stayed and in service and professional development was there, and you got a principal. It's like in athletics, you fire the coach, not the team.
Don Friend, the No Child Left Behind law has been widely criticized by parents and teachers because it, you know, puts pressure on schools to change, doesn't give them the resources to do it. I'm wondering, you said that this was sort of a policy response to NCLB, but is there any way in which all of that needs to be rethought?
Well, NCLB, I think, certainly has its weaknesses, but one of the more positive aspects of it is that it makes sure the you're responsible for student results over time. I don't know that we would be feeling such a sense of urgency around making sure that our lowest performing schools have a radical change for the kids in them who don't have the time to wait. I can see.
We need to wrap up, but what do you know about Education Secretary Arne Duncan's plans to do this across the country?
I would imagine that his plan is twofold. It's to make sure that partners, such as the Academy for Urban School Leadership here in Chicago, engaging partners to do this work, but then also making sure that districts and state departments of ed develop their own capacity to do this work.
And they can't actually make any school systems close them down. That's a local decision. Is that right?
It is a local decision, but as each year passes, No Child Left Behind puts more and more pressure
All right.
on districts.
Thank you very, very much. That was Don Friend, turnaround officer for the Chicago Public Schools, and Marilyn Stewart, the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. Thanks very much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.